The countdown is on. Sometime before the end of the year, there's either going to be an immigration bill passed or the president is going to use what amounts to the nuclear option and sign an executive order to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Illinois, top Latino elected official in the U.S., says it's time to pick a date and give everyone who's been here since that date a chance to come forward.
He's got to pick a date for the Dreamers, the young undocumented immigrants. He said they had to be here 5 years. Pick a date, Mr. President.
He told MSNBC the political debt is long overdue.
The president has to stand up for a community of people that have stood up for him.
And yet, the president was warned Wednesday by the incoming Republican majority leader in the Senate.
I hope he won't do that because I do think it poisons the well.
On Thursday, the re-elected Speaker of the House expressed a similar concern about the safety of the water supply.
If he acts unilaterally on his own, outside of his authority, he will poison the well and there will be no chance for immigration reform moving in this Congress.
But Congressman Gutierrez, whose nickname, by the way, is El Gallito, the little fighting rooster, had a warning of his own for the president.
If they don't do it, I will tell you there will be a fight for the Democratic nomination and a fight for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party.
Did I detect a warning to Hillary Clinton in that last statement?
There will be a fight for the Democratic nomination.
I believe so. But he also had a warning for Republican leaders in a speech last month to a group representing millions of Hispanic voters, saying that if Republicans in any way tried to stop enforcement of an executive order on immigration,
they will be the end of the Republican Party as a national party in the United States of America.
El Gallito, indeed. So there it is. I'm sure glad Tuesday's election settled everything.